For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to another edition of After Hours with Defoe and Luby. Mike Luby Lewitz, I'm Jeff DeForest. Happy to have you with us here on the Believe Podcast Network and all of our other platforms where this program is aired. Can you hang on? I haven't done this one for a while, Luby. Hang on 1 second. I just got to finish up this phone call. What's that, Shohei? You want $200,000 that the Dodgers will not score in the first inning this afternoon? You say Mookie's in on it and Freddie's down too? Okay. All right. I'll see if I can get it down.
This gentleman actually illuminated the whole thing before it really broke.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, you talk about insight and inside information. We welcome to the program one of our favorites here because we do have a lot of games to handicap, especially two in the men's semifinals of the NCAA championship. And I don't know, has this happened to you? Have you made the transformation? I know you're always talking about transgenders and this, that, and the other thing, Brandon Lang. So you're certainly very open-minded when it comes to sexuality and sexual identity. But are you now forced to do analytical opinions on the women's college basketball games, or were you in the habit of doing that in the past? How are you, Brandon Lang?
I released LSU Monday and then Reese sprained her ankle. And
yes, did you see how that happened, by the way?
And then girls can't know how to defend Clark. it's hilarious. Like, just play a box and one. Force everybody else to beat you. You know, malarkey. Pretty good coach, but it's not rocket science. But then, you know, when you cost me money, your name becomes whatever I decide to make it. So, yes. And then last night I jumped to baseball, got the Cubs run line. They're up 8-2, top of the eighth. Rockies score. I think they scored, it was 8-2, top of the eighth. It was 8-3, top of the eighth. Anyway, they give up 5 and end up winning 9-8. So the run line goes down the tubes. It's the team that the NIT championship game is tonight, Seton Hall and Indiana State. Now, yes. Indiana State can howl at the moon all they want that they didn't get an at-large bid. Well, I got news for you. If you're as good as you're supposed to be and you get to the Missouri Valley championship game and you can't beat Drake, then you don't deserve to get in. The Missouri Valley's not getting 2 bids. So Indiana State's only got themselves to blame for not getting in the big tournament, and they've done a nice job of getting to the final tonight. The team that got screwed, the team that got literally anally fisted, and I'm not talking about a Louisville Slugger wooden baseball bat where it's the handle end that the committee's going to shove up the hoop shooter. I'm talking about the big end. No lube. Hey, Shaheen Holloway, we're going to take this and we're going to shove it so far up your ass, because here's the deal. We don't care. This is the committee talking. These are these fucking morons in that room in Kansas City trying to put together the at-large bid. Okay, and here they are. Here's my example of what's going on in that room. Ready? Here you go.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, hit this. Hit this real quick. Right here, man. I got this shit from my man Spoonie down in downtown Kansas City. This is, oh my God. Yeah, hit this. All right, everybody, hi. All right, let's put this motherfucker again. I know New Mexico won the Mount West, but we still gonna give 5 at-large bids to Nevada, Utah State, Colorado State, Boise State, and let me hit that again. Because, you know, the Mount West is a much stronger conference than the Big East. We all agree with that. I mean, the Big East is the Big East. We love the Mount West. Hey, how much that commissioner pay us off? You did $1 million for the moment? Exactly. All right. We got to go one more. We got Colorado State, Nevada, Utah State, Boise State. And let's throw one more in there. Who are we going to throw in there? Well, we're still waiting on some money. But, hey, stop double hitting that. That's a penalty. Yeah, that's a legal board pass. We high. Big East gets 3 teams in.
Yeah.
Seton Hall wins 13 games in the Big East Conference, finishes 4th. And if the committee,
listen, I know, listen, we all know how good UConn is. They UConn beats everybody by 100.
Yeah, yeah.
But and there's one sober guy in the room who's not on weed. And he's sitting here going, guys, I have my Bible here. All right, we need to pray. We need to pray and have guidance here to do the right thing. Guys, Seton Hall did beat UConn by 15. They did win 13 games in the Big East, and they finished 4th in the conference. And I think any team that was able to beat the number one overall seed by double digits deserves to be in.
You ain't hitting this. You got no say.
You're too logical.
We need cheesy nachos, pizza. Let's get some popcorn and let's eat ice cream. Hock it up. No, sizzle on. We'll get that over here. Yeah.
There's been some teams left out in this tournament. And here's the kicker. Seton Hall has 5 senior starters. So these kids hung in there. 5 senior starters. You win 13 games in the Big East. You beat UConn by double digits. We all step back and watch UConn run through this tournament and just beat the door. By the way, hey, let's put Utah State in there. Watch them lose by 100 to Purdue. Great pick there, committee. Yeah, they hit that again. Hey, we got San Diego State. They lost by 30 in the Sweet 16. Go big there. I mean, it was arguably one of the most embarrassing performances. And the amazing thing about it is these guys go home to their shitty little house, wherever they live, with their fat wife and their fat kids, their white T-shirts and pins and rim glasses that know nothing about basketball, and sit on their ass and watch this tournament and watch all these teams in the Mountain West just get absolutely destroyed in round 2. And then UConn comes into rounds 3 and 4 where the competition gets better and you're supposed to struggle. And they beat San Diego State by 30 and Illinois by 27. And now they're in the Final 4.
Yeah.
So with that being said, now we're back to being serious.
Okay.
Here's the stat, the only stat you need to know. Going back to last year, the UConn Huskies against non-conference opponents on a neutral floor. Not talking about conference opponents, Big East Tournament, Madison Square Garden. No, I'm talking about in their non-conference schedule, playing non-conference teams on a neutral floor, going back to last year, 17-0 straight up, 17-0 against the number. They have covered 17 straight.
Jeez.
Straight up and against the spread, against non-conference opponents on neutral floors. So if you think Alabama is going to be that team that does what Illinois and San Diego State just couldn't do. Alabama's had a great draw. But they closed out the regular season, giving up over 100 points in three of their last six games. They gave up 117 to Kentucky. At Kentucky, who lost to Oakland?
Yes, yeah, true. That's true. Wow.
So if you want to go against UConn, listen, I'm not going against UConn. I will ride them like Zorro all the way until some team shows me, and it sure is not going to be Nate Oates in Alabama, who play no defense whatsoever. They've had a nice draw. They really have. But is Sears, that little lefty point guard, better than Shannon, who's 6'6", of Illinois? No. Is he? No, he's not. They shut Shannon down. Yeah. People, this line should be 17,
oh, wow.
Not 11 or 12. I believe UConn is, I believe we're destined for Purdue and UConn. Edie versus Klingon and UConn against Purdue. They've been the best two teams all year long. Purdue got over their demons and stuff and got us the miracle cover against Tennessee. I laid 4.5, and I'm watching Edie go to the line throwing up air balls. They keep inbounding the ball. I was about to crawl through the TV and literally beat Matt Painter within an inch of his life. Matt, I know you want to win the game, but Matt, we need you to cover the game. So why are you telling your people to keep throwing the ball to Edie, and he keeps going to the line making 1-of-2 or 0-2 and throwing up air balls? It was unbelievable for Purdue to hang on and get that cover. And then you had to sweat the three, and they come down, and the best player of Tennessee, the white kid, passes it to the little brother who throws up the three and misses it, and you get the miracle cover. So, listen, you can't go against UConn. You just can't. And then in the final, UConn's probably going to be laying – oh, boy. They're playing Purdue. I would venture to say they're probably going to be laying 4.
That's all.
They'll mop the floor with Purdue.
Yeah,
they'll mop the floor with two number one seeds.
Convincingly,
they're going to mop the floor with Purdue. I mean, they just are. They're just that good in everything that they do. Listen to me. Put this in perspective. They went 3 of 23 from three against Northwestern.
Yeah,
and they were up by 30, and then they went 6 straight possessions where they didn't score. And Northwestern got it down to 14. The line was 12.5. Northwestern got it down to 14 four times inside the last 5 minutes. And every time, UConn came down and scored to get it back to 16. And they get a stop, gets 18, then 16, then 14. So Northwestern was sniffing that cover, but they end up winning by 17, I think. So then they go up against Illinois, and they were 3 of 18 from three, and they're up 30 again. God forbid this team
starts hitting
some threes. You're just going to sit there and go, because they're blowing teams out, basically just scoring twos and getting in transition and playing defense. So 17-0, great to play against the spread.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
17 non-conference games against our teams on a neutral site. Think about that for a minute. So. Purdue, UConn, I'll still lay it with UConn. And there you go.
Will it be possible, just a quick question on this women's game, that if it looks like Caitlin Clark is about to be eliminated, UConn with a narrow lead late in the ball game, will Gino Auriemma be assessed two quick technicals to put Clark on the line to win the ball game? I mean, are the networks and the people that are backing this women's basketball movement, are they desperate to have Caitlin Clark in the final? Desperate enough to fix the game?
No, I don't. But I'll be honest with you. I think Iowa's the better team. Watching UConn play, they're shocked to be here. They've had to overcome so many injuries and so many things throughout the season. They're, in a way, shocked to be here. Yes, Iowa got killed on the boards against LSU. But re-sprained her ankle, and they still figured out a way to win. I think Iowa's the better team. I really do. And I think Iowa wins the game just based on that. And they got the best player on the floor who can score and keep you in it. I don't know what kind of – it'll be interesting to see what kind of defense he comes up with. The blonde girl for UConn, his best player, she's pretty good. She's pretty good, and that'll be a great matchup for her against Clark. I don't think there's any shenanigans. Clark's fun to watch. I mean, they offered her, what, $5 million to play in the Big Three? And by the way,
yes.
I don't care if people call this a sexist statement. I'm sorry. But I will say this. Years ago when she was in her prime, Lisa Leslie, you all know her, unbelievable women's basketball player. She came down to the Spectrum Club in Manhattan Beach, and this is when I was probably in the best shape of my life, basically balling out, hooping out. And she came down to the Spectrum Club in Manhattan Beach, and we played pickup basketball. And she guarded me, and I guarded her. And I was in the best shape of my life, and I can tell you, she was a beast. I mean, she was an absolute beast. And yet I still, off a high pick and roll, hit a game winner against her and set her butt down. But she was strong. She was strong, and you know you go to box her out underneath, and she was a beast, and she had trouble hanging with the guys. I have news for you, Kate Clark. If she played against guys at that elite level, will have a hard time getting her shot off. I'm just telling you, it's great for publicity. She's not gonna take it because she knows. It's a whole different ballgame when you're going against elite guys at that level to try to get your shot off. It's a big difference. A huge difference.
Are they playing right elite guys in that league?
They're old, I mean, but they're
players. Are we seeing an aging Allen Iverson?
They're old, but they're still good players. I mean, they just are. And they will take it personal.
Yep.
No guy wants to be beat by a woman.
Exactly.
No matter how talented or hairy. No guy.
She's a hell of a talent.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take anything away from her. She's a hell of a talent, but I'm just saying, get your shot off of that Leah. She'll go to the WNBA, and she'll have a great career. She's a great, great, great player, and she's fun to watch, and I can't watch. I've never watched women's basketball. You can pay me to watch women's basketball. but I enjoy watching her because I was a shooter.
Yes.
My high school basketball coach said I never saw a shot I didn't like. I came down and practiced one time my senior year on a break, pulled up from 30, launched it, drained it, and I can still hear Coach Hersey in the gym. Don't stop practice. He says, Brandon, if you can get that 30-footer, you can get to that free throw line with that 2-foot jump stop and have options. And I'm sitting there, got my shorts pulled all the way down over my knees, and I'm bending over and I'm breathing, and I stop, a long pause. I go, but coach, they sure as hell cheer a lot louder for that 30-footer. And he just threw his arms up, and he just walked away shaking his head. Like,
chicks dig the long ball. We know that. Yeah.
Chicks dig the long ball. I do think we're going to get out Iowa, South Carolina final.
All right. We'll see what happens there. Right. Outstanding. Brandon, always a pleasure, my friend. The impressions were great there. You could actually visualize the committee making their selections.
By the way, if Ohtani did call the bookie, it would sound something like this. B24, 24. Hello, B24, 24. What are you looking at? Ah, good to tell you. I want 500,000. Texans plus two. All right, B24, 24. We have 500,000 on the Texans plus two. Please repeat your number. Oh, I tell you, 24, 24. Okay, you're locked in for 500 grand. Take care, 24, 24. Hey, and good luck tonight.
Arigato.
They've really been digging deep into that story.
Good luck, sir.
The follow-up is amazing. I would imagine they say, have a seat, Mr. Boyer. Would you like a seat? And they turn the lights on. He probably is saying, you want names?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's sort of being overlooked right now by the press, who gullibly is believing that Ohtani had nothing to do with it. Brandon, always a pleasure,
absolutely,
my friend. Thanks so much for being with us. BrandonLang.com, right, where all your selections are given out, and all the various opportunities to make some money.
We're on a heater, boys. We're on a heater.
Nice. Well, good luck this
beautiful
weekend, my friend.
Brandon Lang, ladies and gentlemen, right here. And that'll do it for After Hours. He likes UConn to romp all the way. There's reason to believe that he's on to something. They seem to be, and this was speculated upon before the tournament got underway. Then I believe they stumbled in a game late in the season, in the regular season.
No, they lost to Creighton, remember? But it was like with a few weeks left. They lost. They actually got manhandled by Creighton because Creighton was a good 3-point shooting team. Creighton got hot, which is, I guess, the ilk of Alabama. And it was a regular season game, and Creighton beat them by double digits. But then they didn't lose to anyone else. They figured it out right after.
And they're beating people, literally. It's the clubbing of seals. They're beating them with clubs. And it's been an annihilation in virtually every game. So Brandon Lang, loving UConn to go all the way, covering even big point spreads like they have to do. In their upcoming battle against Alabama. Some people think Alabama can shoot their way into this ball game. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm kind of on board with everybody else. I know it's time to gargle with milk and magnesia, but when you're loving the chalk, but UConn does appear to be. Is this as cliched a statement with no, any kind of insightful deduction, that UConn appears to be a level above the other three teams that are left in there? I don't know. UConn-Purdue, would that be competitive?
UConn-Purdue is close. You see, that's my problem, and I love Lang.
It's Zach Edey's problem. There's no doubt about
it. Look, he's saying that 4-point spread, so it's not like it's something ridiculous. I think that will be a very close game. I think there's no one in the country that can hang with Edey. I think Purdue's learned their lesson from last year, and if you notice, they're pounding the crap out of the ball to Edey, and he's having fantastic games, game after game. So I think it'll be a really, I think both teams get there. I agree with him. Like we've talked about, I think Cinderella's glass slipper usually falls off. And I think this is where we say bye to Mr. Burns and we say bye to Alabama and Mr. Oates. And I think we get the matchup. We want the two best teams in the country, which is cool. You don't always see that in a championship, especially in college sports, alone college basketball. But I agree that I think UConn will eventually win. It just feels like they've taken this thing. Look, they won the title last year, and they're better this year, which is rare. And it feels like this is Hurley talked about, like, the Gators are the last team that repeated. And I think his brother was the last team before that when Duke did it, I think, in the early 90s. I think he wants that. And I think this team wants that. They've made it pretty clear. Their margin of victory, again, is, I think, 30. Like, it's
The most impressive thing so far, it was that 30-0 run. 30 unanswered points in a basketball game. I mean, what are we talking about here? The Wizard of Westwood?
An Elite Eight. It was an Elite Eight game.
Yeah. In a game with a team that people said, well, you know what? They're a high-scoring team. They might be able to do something. All right, we have to run. Thanks so much for being with us. Always great catching up with you guys on Believe Podcast Networks. For Mike Luby Lubitz, I'm Jeff DeForest. Thanks so much for tuning in to After Hours. And remember, whether you're betting on Caitlin Clark to make the finals or you want her to fall flat on her face, whichever side you happen to be on, you gotta believe.
From the newly renovated sports bar to the beautiful bayside views captured at the Tiki Bar, Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill has it all. Located at mile marker 104, the Big Chill also offers waterfront dining while experiencing breathtaking sunset views of the Florida Keys. It's simply the hottest spot in the Keys to cool off. That's Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill at mile marker 104 in Key Largo. For more information, call today at 305-453-9066.
Hey folks, Tony Segretto here. Let me ask you a question. What do you look for when you go out to eat? Good food, obviously. Friendly atmosphere, not too loud, but good energy, reasonable prices, and a place where you feel comfortable. All those ingredients, no pun meant there, are hard to find unless you're talking about the Texas Roadhouse. You see, they encompass all of those attributes. Really, really good food, amazing atmosphere, good for a family, good for a date, or just a night out for yourself, and prices that will make you extremely happy. Their ribs, unmatched. Steaks, hand-cut every day. Everything, and I mean everything, is made on site, including their incredible bread. It's the one day, folks, that you can forget about low-carb diets. Trust me when I tell you, Texas Roadhouse, your restaurant, your destination, when you say, where should we go and eat tonight?
These days, we're all looking for comfort anywhere we can find it. Thank goodness for Landlubbers Raw Bar and Grill in Plantation, because they are making sure you are as comfortable as possible. First of all, they're not only open for delivery and pickup. All you have to do is go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both pickup and free delivery. You're going to have the best wings in the world. You're going to have a great burger. You're going to have their amazing soups. Again, Landlubbers Raw Bar and Grill. It's nice and easy. Just go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both your pickup and free delivery. Thank goodness for Landlubbers for making you always feel right at home.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at miro.com/diagram now.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.